In Connecticut, legislators have voted down a bill that would have abolished the state death penalty. Connecticut has not executed anyone in more than 40 years, but convicted serial killer Michael Ross is scheduled to die this May for murdering four young women 20 years ago. The lawmakers' debate drew death penalty supporters and opponents to the state capitol yesterday. Among the voices to be heard was one we found especially compelling because of her own story. Vivian Dobson was another of Michael Ross's victims, though she did survive his brutal assault and rape. During the death penalty phase of his trial, she testified for the prosecution. But since then, Vivian Dobson has become a death penalty opponent. Here she is at a press conference yesterday in Hartford, recounting her memories of the attack.
Don't make him mad. Don't make him mad. That's what I kept saying. Keep talking to him and don't make him mad. And I kept saying, don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. I got my babies. Don't hurt me. And he kept telling me, shut up, shut up.
Vivian Dobson describing the fight for her life with Michael Ross. Ms. Dobson went on to explain why she now fights for Michael Ross's life and against Connecticut's death penalty. She said she's been living for the past two decades with the guilt of surviving when other women died at his hands. If he's executed, she said, she would feel she had his death on her hands.
I am not him. I will refuse to take his life because he decided to take a bunch of girls' life, and he shouldn't be doing that. But I would like to say to him that I don't fear him anymore. He's got to fear me, because I am going to stop as much as possible and keep on fighting to get rid of this death penalty so he can live and think about and dwell on every little thing he's done to those girls and what he's done to me. He cannot get off that easy. To put him to sleep? Do you think these girls went to sleep? These girls didn't go to sleep. He raped them. He choked them. He strangled them. He embedded fear in their soul before they even left this earth. And I went into court to fight for these girls. But it's not the right way, and I knew deep in my heart I wasn't the right way. All I can tell you is that this has to stop. This has to stop. These girls need to rest in peace. And by bringing it up and bringing him up and giving him the things he needs to feed off of, these girls can't rest in peace. The families can't rest in peace. I cannot rest in peace. Let God decide what to do with him. That is God's job, not mine, not yours, not anybody's. Let him do it. I'm so sorry to the parents, because I lived and their babies died, and I can't change that. But I don't want to be a part of killing somebody else. I really, really don't, and I don't think we should either, because that's not what we're here for. That's not what we're here for. We're not killers. He is, but we're not.
Vivian Dobson at yesterday's news conference in Hartford. The Connecticut House of Representatives defeated the bill to abolish the state's death penalty by a vote of 89 to 60. Michael Ross is scheduled to die by lethal injection on May 11th.